We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl,
good
here.
Morning.
Now, if you're just joining us, yesterday, we started discussing Don't Call Me White Girl. Mona's her name, her hair. And we said it looked nice, and she told us it took 16 hours to get done, and it cost $1,500, and it lasts 2 hours. And yesterday...
16 hours.
I said 16 hours, did I?
You said it lasts 2 hours.
No, it lasts 2 months.
2 months.
It lasts 2 months. So yesterday she had an opportunity to shout out the braider, and she didn't shout out the braider.
She said, "Call me, don't call me for a shout out." Is her new name.
So people were mad. They were, you know, spamming her comments and really upset about that.
Oh yeah. God, they were pissed.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Should she have shouted out the person that braided her hair? So Charlamagne says no.
And Mona, what do you think?
Ultimately, I feel like, you know, first of all, I'm into promotion and advertisement. I am an influencer. I'm a self-built influencer. And a part of what I do is I promote people and I shout them out and I market. I don't think people understand how important it is to advertise. We got this huge boom of black boom of entrepreneurs, and I love it, but I don't think people understand that you have to allot some kind of budget to promotion. And when you do, you might pay somebody like me to promote your services. Long story short, if I get your services and I pay, I typically do not shout you out. Now, if I have a super califragilistic espialidocious experience and I want to talk about it, I will do so, but I do not owe you that. And that's a conversation I had before I get said service, whether it's a maid service cleaning the crib or it's a massage. We have a conversation. And to be honest, this is the first time of me paying my, for my hair in 4 or 5 years. People don't really charge me for hair. If anything, people pay me to do my hair to get their name out there a little more. For the most part, a lot of y'all speaking on stuff that you just don't know. I understand ignorance is bliss, but in the game I'm in, that's just how it goes, baby. Look, it's either or.
If ignorance so bliss, how come more people ain't happy then? Because there's a lot of ignorant mother effers out here. But everything she said is absolutely right. Mona, mm-hmm. You don't owe them people nothing. You don't owe that woman nothing. You paid her full price, as you said. If you like her services, if she made you feel good and you feel like shouting her out, you do it. But this sense of entitlement where people are doing things for folks and expecting shout outs on Instagram or social media, or if you're on the radio or podcast and they're expecting that, I don't respect that in any way, shape, or form. And the services I tend to shout out are services I know that can be beneficial to other people.
Other people, right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? At this point in my life, it's cardiovascular test and, you know,
mental health stuff.
Mental health and colonics. Not colonics. Colonoscopies. Colonics, too, though. I had a good colonic a couple of years ago. I did.
You like? I want to get a colonic.
You never had a colonic?
I never had a colonic.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It's good. I don't know if it actually is any health benefits to it.
No.
But, boy, after you get off that table and you sitting on that toilet and that first dump.
Well, okay. Ooh.
Charlamagne sent the doctor flowers after.
All right. You're so into it. Well, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, thanks for that.
You know what's interesting, though?
Mm-hmm. What?
You know what feel better than the colonic?
What? I don't want to know.
That prep the day before the colonoscopy.
Okay.
It's rough.
Oh.
But don't nothing empty your stomach and flatten you out like that prep before that
this
colonoscopy.
This is going left. We're going to circle back around.
We were talking about your hair, and we're shouting out services.
One thing I will say is the braider, I want to make that clear. The braider was happy with whatever happened. She was happy her braids were even on the show. She does really well. She's
happy she got that
follower.
1500.
Of course, and you know, like I said, she's a businesswoman. We discussed it before. Her books, she's booked in me. So me shouting her out probably could have gave her influx that she might have couldn't handle or didn't even want right now. So I want to make that clear. She didn't feel entitled. She was okay with everything. She even caught the joke or the laughy part about it. It was the people, especially you Breakfast Club followers on Instagram. Y'all were grinding the girl up. Okay?
Did you shout her out? You said you shouted her out on Instagram?
I might shout her out a little bit.
Go ahead and shout her out.
Braids by Nay out of Philadelphia on Germantown Avenue. Shout out to my girl. Shout out to my girl. She's a beast. And y'all can't get in anyway. She booked.
But at the end of the day, I'm with y'all. If I pay for a full service, that doesn't entitle me. I don't have to shout you out. Right. I can if I want to. But if I pay full price, I'm paying for full price. And like you said, people pay for you to shout them out.
That's what we do, baby.
They pay for you to shout them out on Instagram. They pay for you to visit their store. They pay for you to do a lot of those things. And unless you're giving me a discount, I don't owe anybody anything. That's how I feel. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Constance.
Hey, you think Constance? Don't call me white girl. Should have shouted the lady out.
No, my thoughts are the $1,500. Is that what she paid?
Yes.
That's the shout out. First of all, you pay way too much money. I don't know what's going on with these stylists with these and these prices. That's freaking crazy. But if you bow down and decided to shout out because a bunch of strangers been you the fool. No offense.
That's right. Tell her again.
That's ridiculous.
Because she did it twice.
If you bow down and you shouted her out, then you the fool.
Tell her again. I'm with you.
She didn't call me a fool twice. Hey, don't let Charlamagne gas you, man. Slow down with that fool, B.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is TK. How you doing?
Good, TK. You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted out her braider?
Yeah, she should have shouted her out, man.
Why?
Should have shouted her out. Just on the strength that it could really change her life. It could really help her.
Not like $1,500. Not like $1,500.
The money gonna run out though, Charlamagne.
And that's her fault. If she charged people $1,500, which I'm hearing is too much.
It's not too much.
It's not too much.
It's not too much for 16 hours.
Look at these braids though, for real. Come on.
So $100 an hour.
Basically on your feet.
So how many of those she probably do a day? No, she gonna do
one
a day.
Probably one a day, man.
Okay. What's wrong with you?
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
What you talking about? That's like, I
can't
even do math.
It's 2023. These braids were $200-$300 back in the day. It's 2023. That's about right.
$1,500 seems like a lot. Now that Charlamagne.
16 hours straight.
That's $9,000 a week. If she do five heads.
And my girl living good, baby. My girl is very successful.
If she does four a day, that's 6,000 a week.
She can't do four a day.
Mommy said four a week. I said
okay.
Yeah, even okay. Let's just say she do five. That's 7,500.
Wait a minute. She has a person that braids them down, so it's two of her. So she has to pay that person. She has an assistant, and she needs that help. Count that in too.
Either way, if she do one a day for 6 days,
she can't do one day. She'll be beat.
She probably takes Sunday off. That's $9,000 a week.
She do four a day. That's $6,000 a week.
The girl living well. She's a very successful black woman.
She do four a week. That's $24,000 a month.
Has a beautiful family.
See?
You know, she doing well. And she knew. We had a conversation. She knew full well what was going on. And she was like, oh, that's cute. Breakfast Club, that's great. I want, you could pay me by Apple Pay. Cash App.
That's right.
And I respected it. Didn't play with her, paid her before she even started.
Jessica.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted her out?
Okay, I respect that she paid $1,500, but I feel like because she said yeah, I'm going to be on a Breakfast Club, and the girl was hard to get into, then maybe she should have said something, but I still respect that she paid $1,500. And she took no breaks, so yeah, I feel like she should have called her out.
Man, please. You pay for a service. Mm-hmm. So basically what they're saying is every service that we pay for throughout the day deserves a shout out.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Like, why does this, what service did this woman provide that's any different than any service that we gonna do today?
Car wash guy, Chick-fil-A person,
word.
Takeout guy,
Uber
DoorDash
driver.
Guy,
word.
All that. Yeah.
No, people doing services, we paying our money, that's that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You know what else I feel? I feel like when you are on a come up like I was, as far as building myself on social media, people watch you mm-hmm. and they feel a part of that. And it's like, for me, a lot of my appeal is that I am relatable. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, don't forget about us. We put you on, which I could kind of understand. But I think the part that they don't understand is I can remember distinctly not asking. Like, I'm not in y'all DM saying, hey, give me a shot. I waited my turn. I did my thing because I know that I would be visible if I did well. Mm-hmm. If you manifest things, you pray, you do right by people, good things come to you. I am an example of that, but I owe no one because nobody put me on. Nobody.
All right.
You know what I mean?
800-585-1051. People were upset with Don't Call Me White Girl yesterday because we were talking about
pissed.
Her braids, and she didn't shout out the braider. Now, the braids took 16 hours. She paid $1,500, and she didn't shout out the braider. People were like, you should have shouted out that braider, girl. That's not right. We upset with you. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, people are mad. Don't call me white girl. Yesterday, we talked about her braids. 16 hours to do these braids. She cost her $1,500. They last 2 months long, but she didn't shout out the braider, and people are upset about that. William, what up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
We can
yes,
hear
sir.
You. What's your thoughts, brother?
Hey, oh, I ain't know. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm dropping myself off. Hey, look, nah, she not wrong. She not wrong at all. First of all, let me say that. She not wrong. The hairdresser should have been more business minded and took that 16-hour L for the free.
No.
For the shout out instead.
I disagree with that, too.
So, why not?
Because as Mona said, you know, the woman is in high demand. You know what I'm saying? She's a very well-known braider. She's hard to even get into. Mm-hmm. 16 hours. I don't want no damn shout out. I want my money.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, that's cool too. But that's for the people who talking though. So she wanted her money. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people who talking, they just talking for talk's sake anyway though.
That's right. And we gotta stop listening to.
But,
them.
Yep.
Put Young Miami's daddy in their mouth.
What?
That's what we gotta start telling these fools on social media.
What is wrong with you?
I like his energy.
You real kinky this morning.
Yeah, colonics.
Butts, mouths, penises. Hello, who's this?
I like it.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, mama?
Hi, this is Misha.
Hey, Misha. Don't call me white girl. Shout it out, the hair braider.
No, I think that these hairdressers need to relax. Like, if I pay for a service, you give me a service. I didn't pay for to be your promoter. Now, if you're going to give me a discount, then yeah.
Well, it wasn't the hairdresser. The hairdresser wasn't asking for
she
a shout
was
out.
Good. Yeah. She was good. It was the people, Misha. It was the people more. I'm pissed.
Jade. Hello?
Yep.
Hey, good morning, Jade.
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Do you think she should have shouted out the hairdresser?
No, she paid full price, so she's not obligated.
You see what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. This is why I love doing radio. The reason I love doing radio
is different.
It's real people. Them people on social media ain't real people.
Charlamagne think y'all robots.
I really do.
Hello?
Hey, good night.
Elroy.
One second, right?
What's going on?
Who are you talking to, Elroy? Who in the background?
I was talking to my granny, taking it to the eye doctor and my sons in the car. I take them to school.
You sound like you smoking. You sound like you smoking right now.
He's smoking with his granny. I hope he ain't smoking with his granny.
Nah, definitely not. Definitely
okay.
Not.
So, Elroy, what you think, brother?
Nah, I don't think she was wrong. For what if you pay $1,500 for a head? Most of people asking about it, not even going to pay $1,500.
That's
the first thing. Yeah, most people
they
think.
Damn,
yeah,
I wish it was $1,500 head out there worth it, and I might pay to be honest.
Tierra, good morning, Tierra.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you
Hello.
Feeling?
Hey, Mama, how you doing?
Hi, good morning, Tierra.
I love you, girl.
Thank you. I love you too, baby.
Okay, so this how I feel, right? With the braider. So it is your decision whether or not you want to propose her. But considering the fact that you could literally change somebody's life with just a shout out, and if you think that you did a really good job, if you could have shouted her out, but at the end of the day, it's still your decision or something, which you're paying for price.
Y'all understand what she said?
Kinda.
Oh, okay.
She said if my shout out could change her life, then
you should have shouted her out.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, like you could put somebody on.
What do you think?
Yeah, but this hairdresser up though, based off what yeah, don't call me white dresser.
Even if she wasn't, what I want you to know, Tierra, is that she had that option. So let's say she wasn't there. If it was a life changing thing, maybe she should know that and she would make that decision by, you know, just willing and dealing. You could have went half.
Jay.
Yo.
Yo, what you think? You think Don't Call Me White Girl should have shouted out that hair braider, bro?
Nah, I don't think she had to. I don't think it was her responsibility to shout her out. But what I do think is that you guys probably kind of set her up and made it seem like she had to, because when she picked her up there, she was on her feet for 16 hours, no break. And the situation is, and then y'all asked her, well, do you want to shout her out? Her response to, hell no, I don't need to shout her out. That's what I think people got mad at. Oh, she ain't entitled to shout her out, but it was the response.
Okay.
I thought that response was very valid, because Mona said she didn't say, hell no, I'm not going to shout her out. She said, hell no, I paid for this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Being that she paid full price, she understands her value and her worth and what her words mean. And she knows that, you know, shouting people out is an endorsement.
Why is her product more special than mine, important than mine? If my product is promotion and her product is braiding, then why should her product come before mine? We both have children. We both have families. We both have goals.
That's right.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story? That is the moral?
The moral of the story is gratitude begins where a sense of entitlement ends.
That's a good one.
That's what the moral of the story
is. Charlamagne. Put that on a shirt.
Put it on a shirt. All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about Plies. Plies is mad at somebody. We'll tell you who when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.